Yes, Rebbe, we can hear you.
Okay.
Are they ready?
Are we on?
We can hear you, yes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't hear. Okay. Maybe we'll go through parts of the Seder. So we have the simanim printed in all the regular Haggadahs. Kaddish Urchatz, you start with Kiddush. The Kiddush, the Gemara says, should be Alayayin. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra where the Gemara says you can only use Yayin for Kiddush if it's Roy Lanaseh Al Gabi Hamizbeah. This is Kiddush not only Pesach night, this is all year long. The Yayin has to be Roy Lanaseh Al Gabi Hamizbeah. What does that come to exclude? So Tosfos learns Pshat and the Gemara's Maskana that it comes to exclude Yayin Shehel Bochim if the wine started to spoil. So it's not proper to use it for Nesach HaYayin, so you can't use it for Kiddush either. So we don't use that wine. But the Rambam quotes from the Goinim that Yayin Sheroi L'Nasach HaGav Yemizbeach comes to exclude Yayin Mabushal. The Gemara says that just like Dam Shebishlo, when you shech the korban and you zark the dam on the Mizbeach, so if you cook the dam before you zark it, so Dam Shebishlo, you're not Yotze Dizrikas HaDam, the korban is possible. So because of that din, that's why there's a din dam shed bishla in the Eberolos. The Yisa dam in the Chumash, chelev and dam, is because this is chelek of the Mizbeach. Even though we're talking about chelev and dam from Behemoth Chulin, not from Korban, but the Chumash says we're not allowed to eat chelev and dam because that's supposed to be reserved for the Mizbeach. So dam shed bishla is not kosher l'gabi Mizbeach, so therefore there won't be any Yisa deraisa dam shed bishla. We paskan is only made the Rabbon. The prohibition against eating is only made the Rabbon. So that's what the Rambam quotes from the Goinim. The Yayim Avushal. The Gemara says, Chelev, when you mak the Chelev on the Mizbeach also, when you mak the Korban Oli, you burn everything on the Mizbeach. Whenever you burn something on the Mizbeach, it has to be L'Reach Nichoyach. So the din requires it should smell like raw meat that's burning. If you cooked the halavim first, and then you makta them on the Mizbeach, you're not yet in the mitzvah of Haktorah. It has to be dafkeru, so the dam has to be not mevushal, and the halavim have to be non-mevushal, and the yayin has to be non-mevushal. Yayin mevushal is not more than nasach nagam in Mizbeach, so that's why the Rambam quotes from the Goinim that you can't use yayin mevushal for Kiddush. What's the definition of yayin mevushal? So that's machloikis in our generation. The Hasidish Rebbe who gives the Hechsher on Kerem wine follows the opinion that it's only called Yayin Mevushal if it's cooked till the point of evaporation. In other words, you have to cook it till 212, till 212 degrees when it's going to evaporate. When they pasteurize all the wines, they don't cook it till 212. So that's why some of the Kerem wines say non-Mevushal, and some of them say yes, Mevushal. All of the Kerem wines are pasteurized, so they were all cooked past Yatzoledes, way past Yatzoledes, but most of them are not cooked till the point of 212. So I'm going to say Mevushal, so I'm going to say non-Mevushal. And Moshe Feinstein disagrees with that Hasidish Rebbe who gives the Hechsher on the Kerem, and he writes that he quotes from the Orzo Ruah. Orzo Ruah is one of the later Bali Atosis. The Maharam Rutenberg was a Talmud of the Orzo Ruah. So the Yosef was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Sirlion, the later Baliotesis. So the Urzaru has a suffix: how high does the temperature have to be that is called Yayin Mevushal? That it's if Maga Nochri won't ask it, because just like we wouldn't use it the Nasach Hagav in Mizbeach, so then Dochem would use it the Nasach either, and the whole. The reason why the Chachamim prohibited Stam Yenom is not because Yayin Nesach. The reason Tosfos says they would never make a Gzer because of Chashash of Nisach, because that's very far-fetched. If the Nochri is going to be Menasach this for his Avodah Zarah, so why is he going to give it to him and bring to drink later on? Nochri is a Pesatipish. If he believes in his Avodah Zarah and he was Menasach this for the Avodah Zarah, why is he going to give it to him and bring to drink? So that's Milsa de Lo Shchicha. It's a. You have no right to make a gzeira on a dovashen and shchiach. It's a far-fetched chashash. So the real reason why they prohibited stam yenem is because of chashash ben esayim. That's what the Gemara said. That's what Tosa explains in the Gemara. They're concerned about intermarriage, so they were afraid if we'll commit drinking yayin that was processed by the Nachrim, a Jewish young boy may enjoy the wine so much and may fall in love with the Nachris in order to, because her father owns the wine factory, or he processes the wine, he works there, and it may lead, he may want to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. So may chalila lead to intermarriage. That's why they prohibited bishalakum, and that's why they prohibited pasakum, and that's why they prohibited stam yenim, mishum chashash chasnus, mishum b'naseyim. But once they made the gzeire, then they made it as a loy plug, so even if it's a galach, the galachim officially don't have any children, because they're not married. So there's no chashash b'naseyim. So they made a loy plug, even that's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it, even though the galachim don't have any children still, the chashash of, you're not allowed to drink stam yeinam, even though in the Middle Ages, the galachim used to process the wine. And even if the wine is Jewish wine that was processed by Jewish people, so and the waiter is a nochri, he's pouring the wine, so I'm not going to marry the waiter's daughter. He's not a wealthy man. He's not going to have a lifetime supply of the wine. Once they made the gzera mishum and say him, and that is a real concern. There's a high percent of intermarriage going on here in America, unbelievably high. So once they made the gzera, so they made the right, they had the right to add on to the gzera. So they added on even a chashash of the milsad loshchicha. If a nochri will handle kosher wine, so then we say there's a chashash of nisuch. Maybe the nochri was menasech labor dezare. If the nochri is not baki ben nisuch, then it's not going to be osa bahanur. Bismana gemara, stam yenim used to be osa bahanur because of the chashash of nisuch. It's only mishum that I say it would only be osa bachila. Only be also bishtir, like pasakum and bishalakum. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's muta bahano. But because they added this additional, so if they would only be concerned about nisuch, they wouldn't have made exer in the first place. That's very far-fetched. Most of those shlichle goes berabonim. But because they were concerned about chasnus, so then they had that as a real concern. So then they added on even exer on the most of those shlichle. So they said, even if a non-Jew pours the wine, even a non-Jew handles the wine, we're concerned there's not going to be any chasna, I'm not going to marry his daughter because he's the waiter. We're concerned that maybe he's menasach the wine for Abu Dazar. If he's a nochri, he's not baka ben nisuch, he never is menasach, and doesn't know what it's all about. In his religion, they never do any nisuch hayayin, then it's only going to be osa b'shti, it won't be osa b'hano. So because by us, Yayim Mevushal is possible in Asach Agabi HaMizbeach. So by the Nochem also, that was their practice. They would also not be Menasach for their Avodah Zarah if it would be Yayim Mevushal. So Maga Nochri, if a Nochri will handle kosher wine, if the Nochem processed wine, let's say Welch's grape juice, is made by Nochrim. So if the Welch's grapes is made by Nochrim, so you can't say Yayim Mevushal is Mutter. No, Yayim Mevushal is Mutter, Doni Chashash is Nisuch. But the chashash usually is because menaseim, because of intermarriage. But let's say if you have wine that was processed by Jewish people, kosher wine, and the nochem handle it, so if it's yayin mevushal, then there's no chashash. So the orzalua has a suffix. How high a temperature do you need that it should be considered yayin mevushal? Maybe if sheru zehu bishuloi, the Gemara Masechus Shabbos from the third parak discusses. When you cook a liquid, how high do you have to cook it? There should be an isa bishul. When you're cooking a food, let's say you take raw chicken or raw potatoes. We don't eat raw chicken, we don't eat raw potatoes. You have to cook until Michael ben derusoy. Some people would eat it, we're done. Either chatzi bishul or shlish bishul. I'm Shulchan Aruch, they quote machlag between the Rashi and the Rambam. It's not so different. Chatzi bishul and shlish bishul is almost the same thing. So some people would eat it the way it is. But so the Gemara has this, but that's by cooking food. But if you're cooking a liquid, let's say cooking water, so you can drink the water the way it is, straight from the tap. You don't have to cook it to make it roi l'achila. So what's the sheer bitul by water? So the Gemara has a suffix, maybe have sheruz el bishul, maybe if you make it lukewarm, that's enough. And what comes to the conclusion? No, you have to have dafki atzel lettuce bump. Atzel lettuce is not 212, much less than 212. So Lechik said, he thought that it's something between 140 and 160. in all the kashrus organizations here in America, they're machma from 120 and up, that maybe that's already called luchumer the other way. You have to know what's the lowest temperature that it may possibly be considered yatzaledis to make something treif. If a little, let's say a little hot treif falls on a plate or falls on kosher food, it makes a treif. If it's tzanyan, there's no b'liya b'tzanyan. But if it's cham, then there's a b'liya b'chamin. So how hot does it have to be yatzaledis? So we in America, we're machma from 120 up. But the mikra din, it really should be something like something between 140 and 160. And the, here is the other direction. If it's Yayin Mavushol, then we say the Maga Anochri doesn't aser. So you're not going to be Mekel from 120 and up. Iker Adin 120 is not Yatzoletis. Yatzoletis has to be something much higher than that. So Moshe Feinstein discusses how high does it have to be that you know for sure that it's called Yatzoletis. So he has three different shulas. He gives three different numbers. One shul he gives 165, one shul he gives 185.
Just five.
Pardon me? Yeah, so it's some higher numbers, much higher than 120. So the so Rav Moshe Feinstein says the Gemara had a sofek where the hefsher is of bishulo. If you made it, if you cooked the liquid till it became lukewarm, is that enough to violate bishul? The Shach Gemara says no. So the Azarua has a shayla. Maybe hefsher is of bishulo then again to yayim avushal. He's not sure. So we're machmer on that, that poishrim is not enough. So Moshe says, why should you jump to 212? The Osaru had a suffix, maybe lukewarm is enough to be called Yayim Avushal, that it's not royal enough, Hagab Yom Mizbech, and therefore Maga Akum wouldn't daser. But if it's Yatzaledis, then Maga Akum will not daser. Then it's not royal enough, Hagab Yom Mizbech. That's what Moshe time is, that most of the wines that we use are pasteurized. They're very expensive wines. They're fancy wines from Europe and from Eretz Yisrael. A lot of them are not pasteurized. But the plain, the cheap wines that most people use, not looking for fancy wines, they're all pasteurized. So pasteurized, usually it is already mevushal. So Moshe's opinion was that all the pasteurized wines, they're all mevushal, because you don't need that, it should be 212. So that's, so some are machma mikra, then we pasken like Tosfos, that the only time yayin shen roi lenasach agav yam mizbech is not acceptable for kiddush is only if it held a kemochem, if it started to spoil. But if it didn't spoil, even though it's mevushal, mikra then it's good. They quote that Rav Moshe wasn't machmer on non-mevushal for kiddush. This Gemara that the Goyanim learned Pshat and the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shittas HaGoyanim and the Rambam, the Yayim Mevushal is not acceptable for Kiddush, that's only for Kiddush. For Havdol it is good, for Abakosis it is good, for Achasan it is good, for all other brachas alakos, Bichas Eris and Bichas Nisun, for all other brachas, it is a special din of Kiddush. You need Yayin Shiroi Danasach HaGabihem Izbech. Then the Rambam quotes the Machlokes. Among the Goyanim, Machlag is the Ram, among the Goyanim, what's the din? It says in the Brisa Pit Makteris. So it says, Im Nasim Adrash Psola, Vim Chisrechim Kosim and Erechayim Misa. So if you mix in a little Dvash, you passel the Yayin, because you can't use it for Kteris, because there's a passing Chumash. So that's a machloikis. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush and Hilchos Shabbos quotes a machloikis. What's the din on the assumption that Yayin Mevushal is not acceptable for Kiddush? What's the din if it's Yayin She'ena Mevushal, but you mixed in sugar, with sugar added? So Rashi and Chumash writes, Hilchos Harvachadrash, Drash includes any pre or Mesikas pre. Any sugar, any sweetness that comes from a fruit has the din of drash, and it'll pasul the carbon. So the Menachah Chinuch writes he's not sure what that word means in the Brisa of Pit Makteris, Nasma drash psola. Psola means that you can't use the Keteris because then you'll be in violation of Surah Drash La Saktir Mimenu. But if you will be makrid, the carbon will be kosher. You'll be out to the Keteris, you will violate an Aveira at the same time. Maybe you'll discuss if it's a mitzvah, baba vera or not. But it's not that the Keteris is possible because it has Sora Dvash. You can't use it because if you use Torah that has a little sugar, if you'll be mocked for that Torah that has sugar in it, you'll be in violation of Sorad Vash Lesakpiramana. Well, maybe it means that the Korban Sheish Besorad Vash is a Korban Pasal. So those are the two days in the Rambam. Is that called Yayin Pasal Lanasach Agavi HaMizbech? If you have wine that has, a lot of the wines have sugar in it. A lot of the wines have sugar in it. So if you mix in sugar into the wine, you wouldn't be able to use that wine on the Mizbeach. Because if you do, you'll violate the Isser of Sorad Vash. But will it be Pasul? Will the Korban be Pasul? Nisa Hayan will be Pasul. So that's the Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch. Is there such a din? The Korban Sheyesh but Sorad Vash, the whole Korban is Pasul. There's a Keren Oira on Menachas, but he explains in the Rambam that yes, that is the din. Korban Sheyesh but Sorad Vash, not just that you're in violation of an Isser, if you're makd the sored vash, the whole korban is pasul. Korban sheyesh besored vash, the whole korban is pasul. But that seems to be the sofik, the two opinions in the Rambam, on the assumption that yayin mevushel is no good for kiddush. So what's the din if it's yayin that's not mevushel but it has mixed in sugar? The owner of the company, Mr. Herzog, the owner of the Kedem company, says he has an einfall. He doesn't use sugar from another source. He takes sugar from wine. So let's say you'll mix together two wines. Some grapes are sweeter than others. So he takes the sugar that he gets from wines. Doesn't take from another source. So he says he has a chiddush, a balabas, a religious balabas. He had a chiddush. He doesn't think that should be possible. That's like mixing together two wines. So that doesn't possible. So just because he removed all the liquid, and he only has the sugar from the wine, so that he thought that's like mixing together two wines. That shouldn't passel. Shouldn't be considered like yayin sheyesh bo sugar. Yayin sheyesh bo yayin acher. Okay, that's a shot. So Rav Soloveitchik got a suffix for those who are machma all year long to use yayin shein and mevushel by kiddush. So what's on Pesach night? Usually all year long, all you need is one person should say Kiddush and everybody who listens is the outside. There's a Midas Chassidus that everybody should take a sip of the wine. Either everybody takes a sip of wine from the Koshel Bracha or everybody has their own cup of wine. They fill in the wine. That's what I usually do. My wife puts little cups on everybody's plate and we have a couple of bottles of wine on the table. Whoever wants can take his own wine, fill up your cup and I'll say Kiddush. And after I say Kiddush, you can drink your own wine. You don't have to drink from my germs. Drink your own wine from your own cup, and that's also called the Koshel Bracha. They have a raya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that raya from the Gemara Bracha. Any wine that you drink in conjunction with the Koshel Bracha has a din of a Koshel Bracha. That's considered a Koshel Bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik was misupit on Pesach night, the father of the household, one person is going to say the Kiddush, and everybody's going to be Yotzei. So should we say only the cup that he uses for Kiddush shouldn't be Mevushel? It shouldn't have sugar added, if you're choshish for that opinion. But everybody else is kois. Why is everybody else drinking? No, that's because it's a din of arba koisos. So the other three koisos, there's no problem. It's not koshel kiddush. The other three koisos, there's no problem if it's yayin mevushel. They mixed in sorad dvash. Maybe everybody else's cup, when they say the kiddush, maybe it's not considered a koshel kiddush. Maybe it's a koshel bracha. But maybe the kpeh is only that they want to say kiddush. So then she wasn't sure about that. Those who are machmen not to use yayin mevushel, a yayin with sugar added all year long for kiddush, should everybody be machma Pesach and not just the one who's saying kiddush? That's a shaila. The Gemara has 10 dinim. Asorah dinim nemra b'koshal bracha. Then the Gemara says from the asorah dinim, we only observe four of them. And the four are given the Rosh Yitevus Chamisha. Chamisha usually means five, but over here the word Ches Mem Shin Hei is the Rosh Yitevus Chaim Mole Shtifa Hadocha. So Shtifa Hadocha means, you have to rinse the Becher out in the inside and the outside that it should be clean. Not enough should be clean and then it should be clean on the outside. So usually on Pesach night, everybody rinses out the cups. You should rinse out the cup before you say Kiddush. Everybody should rinse out all the cups. So usually people drink Roif Kais and then they leave wine over. They don't drink the whole cup of wine. So that says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham explains that l'chatchila, more correct is, you should drink the whole kos. You shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukula. Ruba Kukula is good, b'dieved, but l'chatchila not. Who says so? That's a Gemara. The Gemara says, b'negeh t'shchita. The first daf in the second parak on Chulin says, if you shecht a behema, shochat b'dieved, roiv of the two simonim is good enough. So it sounds like im shochat b'dieved is good, l'chatchila it's not enough. Gemara says, why is it not enough? What more do you want? Gemara says, no, we want him to shecht kol ha-simen. You shouldn't rely on ruva kukulai. So Gemara, that Mishnah, and that Gemara, that's the first daf in the second perek in Chulin. It's on an Omer Aleph. The perek begins on an Omer Aleph. So the Gemara in the first perek in Chulin quoted it and discussed a little bit on this topic. So there's a machlokes there, Rashi and Tosfos, but it's not on the daf. It's not on the first daf in the second perek. It's when it's quoted, I forgot which daf, when this discussion is quoted in the first perek. There's a classic on Chulin that's out of style today. Nobody looks at it. The Lev Aryeh. Lev Aryeh was a prominent rabbi in Poland. In Brod. He was the rabbi in Brod. And when he was the rabbi, the Beis Ephraim was a balabas in the city. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius is much more famous than the rabbi. He was a successful businessman. And he wrote many swarms. He wrote the Mat Ephraim and the Shari Ephraim and many, many other swarms. So in Chuvis, Beis Ephraim, he's famous for his Chuvis, more famous than the rabbi. So the Sefer, the Lev Aryeh, by the rabbi in Brod, on the first daf in the second parak, he has a discussion of that machlekes Rashi and Taisu that appears in the first parak in Chulin. The machlekes says, is this a lachatchila deraisa or lachatchila derabon? When you shecht, you should shecht kol shnei asimonim. You shouldn't rely on ruba kukula, you shecht kol asimon. What's the issue? So the Pashto says the issue is like this. There's a Tosfos in the end of Masechas Nida. The Tosfos says, we have a lot of times that then L'chatchila the get should have been written like this, but b'dieved, if you wrote it like that, it's kosher. Well, L'chatchila shouldn't cook fleshiks, shouldn't eat fleshiks in a milchik plate and a milchik fork, but if you did, so it doesn't become treif b'dieved. B'tzainim does not believe b'tzainim. So whenever you have a din L'chatchila, you should have done like this, and the evidence is good. So Tosfos says, usually that's an indication that the whole din l'chatchila is only midrabbanan. There's no l'chatchila deraisa in an isa v'heter. In a mitzvah you have, take for example, you have a korban chatos, so l'chatchila is supposed to be zorak the dam on all the dalet karnas on mizbeach. And many other korbanos, he zorak the dam on shtei matana shehin arba, on the two karnas on mizbeach that are diagonal from each other, not the two that are next to each other, the ones that are diagonal. So the din is there. B'dieved, we pass on like Bishilla there in the Mishnah. The Machlokes B'tzelem B'sham. So we pass on like Bishilla. B'dieved, only one Zrika is Me'akev. So L'chatchila, that's a L'chatchila deraisa. The mitzvah B'shlei Musa is to do Zrika's Hadam, Shtei Matanah Shehin Arba, or to do Dalad Matanah by Korban Chatas. B'dieved, you're Yetzin the mitzvah Shaloh B'shlei Musa if you'll only do one Zrika. Let's say when you perform Chalitza. So chalitza is not merely a matir, that the almana may not marry if a couple was married and the husband died and has no children. At the time that he dies, he has not, even if he once had children, but if they died before him, then she needs chalitza. So chalitza is not only a matir, it allows the woman to remarry. Chalitza is a mitzvah. L'chatchila you need chalitza and rekika and kriyas ha-psukim. And b'dieved, we paskin, there are three different opinions in Talmud. We paskin, the kriyas ha-psukim is not me'akev, and the rekika is also not me'akev. The only thing that's me'akev is the chalitza's ha-sandal. So if you don't need it, b'dieved, why do you need it l'chatchila? Why is there a l'chatchila deraisa? So Tosfos says, obviously, it's a mitzvah. Chalitza is not merely a matir, it's a mitzvah. Let's say the woman is not interested in remarrying. The woman is 95 years old, and her husband was 98, and he just passed away. She's not going to remarry at the age of 95. So she's not interested in remarrying. So many poskim say it's still a mitzvah. Others say, no, it's only a mitzvah. She's interested in remarrying. And others say, no, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza, even if she's not interested in remarrying. So there is a concept of l'chatchila deraisa when you're dealing with a mitzvah. So that's a big machlokes. What's the story of shechita? Shechita, mitzvah? Every time you shecht the ram, you mekayim a mitzvah, you say, no, the shechita is a matir. If shechita is a matir, it's not a mitzvah, then the lechatchila can only be midirabon. You can't have a lechatchila deraisa unless it's a mitzvah. So that's because the Mishnah learns in the Rambam. The Rambam writes one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he writes the Shech Tbehei Mechai V'yayif is one of the 248, one of the Ramach mitzvahs Haseh. So what does it mean? It's a mitzvah Haseh. It means it's so the Rebbe writes, why is it a mitzvah Haseh? Mitzvah the Shech the chicken, mitzvah. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to make fun. I mean, the Shech who stands there for an hour and he shechts 1,000 chickens in an hour, he's mekayim 1,000 mitzvahs. He didn't think that he didn't think the Rama meant that. That's where Rav Chaim Berlin has such the yeshivas. Rav Chaim Berlin put out originally the musmachim of the yeshiva wanted to cover the yeshiva. They wanted to put out a collection of letters by Rav Chaim Berlin. A lot of them tshuvas and halacha and divrei Torah he wrote and etzes. So they published one volume that they found. And then after they published the one volume, people sent them in more letters. So they put later on, I think they published two or three volumes of collected letters of Rav Chaim Berlin. So he has in one of his letters, he disagrees with this Kesa Mishnah, like Rav Soloveitchik. He thought that's what the Rama meant also. The Ravid says it doesn't make sense to say the Shechit is a mitzvah. Maybe it means that it's an Isar Aseh, not that it's a Kim Aseh. If you leave Nevela, so not only will you violate a law, you'll violate a law of and Israel say that it's ain't a zvucha. But it's not that lishchot the hemachai v'ef is a mitzvah that it should be shach to say there's a lechatchila deraisa. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Is it nitan lehiomer such a thing that there's a lechatchila deraisa by shchita? But by Arbikosis is a mitzvah to demonstrate their achera. So there's one opinion that says that by Arbikosis it's merely four brachas halakos, and you're just like Kiddush and Abdullah. One person says Kiddush, he drinks the wine, everybody's yotze. You don't require everybody should drink the wine. And Abdullah, one person drinks the wine, everybody's yotze. So Arbikosis also, one person says all the four brachas halakos. The first bracha is Kiddush halakos, second bracha is Asher Girlano. Third bracha is Birchas HaMozon Alakos, and the fourth bracha is called Birchas HaShir. That's what the Mishnah refers to. Birchas HaShir, it's also a bracha Alakos. So so one opinion of Tosis is that there's no need for each and every member of the household, every member of the family, to have his own kos of yayin. And one person says that it's the same as Kiddush and Abdol all year long. One person should say all the brachas Alakos and drink the wine, and everybody will be yayin. So we don't follow that opinion. We follow the other. Tosis has 2 days, and the Rambam is beferish like that. That in addition to being four brachas halakos, it's a mitzvah to demonstrate that we are b'nei chayvin. If a person is an ebed, they're not going to give him expensive wines to drink, and to drink a toast, they're going to have him drink water. They're not going to spend money on him. So both haseva and arbikosis are for the purpose of demonstrating their echeres that we are b'nei chayvin. We are no longer rabbanim, we are benecherim, that we have the ability to drink a toast to our freedom.
Call from the wireless couch. Call from the wireless couch.
So the Magen Avraham says that drinking the arbikosis is a mitzvah midirabbanan to drink arbikosis, and therefore it's shaykh to say there's a lechatchila. The whole arbikosis is only midirabbanan. So you can't say it's a lechatchila deraisa to drink kol hakos, but because drinking arbikosis is a mitzvah, it's not merely like kiddush all year long. It's drinking the arbikosis is a mitzvah. See, whenever you say Kiddush, you don't have to drink Rav Kos yet. Whenever you make Kiddush or Havdalah, so the dinner, some Jewish person has to taste some of the wine, otherwise in Ad Yotzai. Mevarach Tzorach Sheyiton. Mevarach says, how much does he have to taste? Meloy Lugmav. How much is Meloy Lugmav? That's a Rav Revi is by an Odom Beinani. But But it's not a din of Reif Kais. Let's say you have a very big Becher. No one says you have to drink Reif Kais by Kiddush Avdol. Just have to drink Baloy Lugmav. But on Pesach night, it's a din you have to drink Reif Kais because Ruba Kukul, you have to drink really Kola Kais. That's when the Mogan Aram says, really, Lechatchila, more correct is to drink Kola Kais. And B'dievet, you would be Yotzei if you drink Ruba Kukula. But then when it comes to the second Kais, that you say the Brocha Sheg Yolanu, we fill it up way before that. We fill up the second course way before you get to the Bracha. We recite the whole Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim over the course of Yain. So that's the question. If you have a lot of wine left over in your cup, you just drank a Reif Kais, you have 49% of the wine left in the cup. So how are you going to have Shtifa V'Hadocha? So many have, you look in the Kaf HaChaim, many had the practice that they would drink all of the wine and then rinse out all the cups before you fill up the cup the second time. And then the third cup is Birchas HaMazon, so usually people have a little wine left over from the second course of Sheg Yolanu. So you tell them to finish all the wine or to pour out the wine, whatever, and then you rinse out the cup again. Every time you're about to say Brach HaLakos, Birchas HaMazon HaLakos, so you rinse out the cup, Shtifa Badocha, and the inside and the outside, then before you get to the second half of the halal, after the benching, also you rinse out the cup again. I quote the Rav Kook and many other tzaddikim had this practice by Mekubalim, they have such a Kepedah. The Kaf HaChaim quotes a lot from Kabbalah. He's a Sfardim, and Sfardim are more into Kabbalah than the Ashkenazim. So he quotes such a practice to rinse out the cup every four times on Pesach night. Each time you're about to fill it up again, you rinse it out, you get rid of the wine, then you rinse it out, then the inside and the outside. So we recite Kiddush, that's what we do every night of Pesach, yeah. Taisvis on the opening Mishnah in Arvid Psachim has a Kiddush, not all the Rishonim agree. Taisvis has a Kiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Taisvis that even though all year long you can make Kiddush Mebo Yom, the Gemara says, you can be Mekabel Shabbos early, and then the Gemara has a Sofik, can you say Kiddush or not during this line of Tosef Shabbos? Gemara says, yes, you can recite the Kiddush. If you can recite the Kiddush, it has to be Kiddush B'makom Suda, so it's understood that at least you begin the Suda. Tosfos is not sure if you eat the whole Suda Mebo Yom during this line of Tosefus, are you Yotze the Mitzvah Suda Shabbos? Maybe Tosefes Shabbos only relevant for Issa Malacha and for reciting Kiddush. As if reciting Kiddush is the Bichas HaMitzvah in connection with the Issa Malacha. So maybe the only two mitzvahs that you can fulfill during this man of Tosefes Shabbos of Tosefes Yontif are the Issa Malacha. Shvisa Malacha is not just an Issa, it's a Kiyama Mitzvah. The Rambam writes it by Hilchas Yontif, but it's the same by Hilchas Shabbos, even though he never writes by Shabbos. He says, one who abstains from doing melacha, yonta reis a kiyin mitzvah sase, it's a kiyum essay, not just an isa. It's a kiyum a mitzvah b'shevi al tas, by not doing melacha, he's mekayim a mitzvah of shvisa b'shabbos. So that's some Rishonim are of the opinion that you can only be out to Kiddush during this man of Tosefes Shabbos. Kiddush is considered like the bichas a mitzvah over the mitzvah of shvisa melacha. But if you'll eat the Suda, you can begin the Suda. But if you won't have some bread, balai left, it says, so Tesis has 2 days. The first Tesis on the opening Mishnah, and Avri Psochem, the last Perikam Psochem. So Tesis has 2 days. That's why the Taz recommends that those who have the practice to be Mekabel Shabbos early in the summertime, because the days are so long, and you're gonna wait till doomsday. You won't make Kiddush till 10 o'clock at night. So he recommends you should save some challah to eat at the end of the meal after Tzeis HaKochavim to make sure that you satisfy that opinion in Tosfos that you're not Yotzei. One is not Yotzei Suda Shabbos if he eats it during this man of Tosefos. How much bread do you have to save? So that's 3 opinions on the Shulchan Aruch, whether Kezayis is sufficient. We have to have a kibetza or yosem the kibetza. Where they get kibetza or yosem kibetza? That's based on the Gemara. Kazai says in the Gemara, Masecha Shabbos, sounds like it says beferish, that if a person eats a kazai, said bread, he's yetzis for the Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. So if Yitzchak Chanan has a whole tshuva, how can there be an opposing opinion? It's an offer to Gemara. He gives a difficult answer. The question is better than the answer. But the other poskim say you have to have a kibetza. Where'd they get a kibetza on bread? Because the Mishnah in Sukkah says you're not permitted to eat achilas keva chutz l'sukkah. Achilas haroa, you're allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. Achilas keva, you're not allowed to. Teshu ken tadurum. Teshu ken, people are makbid all achilas keva, they eat in the dining room. Achilas haroa, they'll eat a snack anywhere. Achilas keva, you only eat in the dining room. So the sukkah is considered the dining room and the bedroom and the den and the study. The sukkah is considered as if it's all of the rooms in the house. So how much bread is considered achilas haroi? So the Gemara says, up until and including a kibetza is achilas haroi. Yotzim the kibetza is called achilas keva. So some rishonim, some poskim say, in order to be yotzim to the Shabbos, you have to have achilas keva. You should have to have a kibetza of bread. So the others say, no, what does it help? But the Gemara Sukkah says, small amount of bread up until and including a kibetza is achilas haroi. Only bread yotzim the kibetza. Zachilas keva. So in order to be yotze suda Shabbos, if you say this argument that you have to eat matzah, you have to eat bread all year long, any Shabbos in hand, you have to eat achilas keva bread. Achilas keva is not a kibetz, it should be yotze mi kibetz. The little sheet that holds kibetz is problematic. They said it based on the Gemara Sukkah, that up until kibetz is called achilas keva, it's called achilas haroi, only yotze mi kibetz is called achilas keva by bread. So why should one think that Suda Shabbos has to be a kibetza? If you say yosem kibetza, that makes sense. So that's what the Taz recommends, that some those who eat in the summertime, they make Kabbalah Shabbos early, and they make Kiddush early, and they start the meal, but at the end of the meal, they should save over some bread to eat at the end of the meal, either kezayis or kibetza or yosem kibetza. Pashta says there should be yosem kibetza. Yeah, so that's a shaila on Pesach night. Also, you can do it like that. You can be mekabel yanta early, and you can eat the korban Pesach, the matzah, and the mor, and you finish the whole arba kosis, and the sun is still shining. You can do that during this man of Tosav, according to that opinion, that one can fulfill not only kiddush, he can fulfill all the mitzvahs hayom during this man of Tosav. So Tosav says you can't. Tosav says. Korban Pesach says Vachlos Abasa Balayla Hazeh. Balayla means at night. Not enough that you are mekabel kedushas hayom. Masif mechol al hakadosh you are mekabel yontif. Has to be the actual yontif, not this man of Tosefos. Then it says matzah says Be'erev tochle matzah. So you have to eat the matzah balayla. What does it help that you are mekabel yontif early, but it still is not balayla? So that's what Tosefos said. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Tosefos Harosh. In Brachas, Tezer Rosh, Tezer Rabbi Yudas Elion, on Dafchav Zion, where the Gemara says there, you can be Mekabel Shabbos early, and you can recite Kiddush during Zman of Tosefos, you can eat the meal also. So there was one opinion in Tezer and Arbi Psochen, can eat the whole meal and be Yotze Suda Shabbos by eating Mevod Yom during Zman of Tosefos, so that Tezer Rabbi Yudas Elion says the same thing. By Pesach Matzah Mor, you can fulfill the whole CPTS Mitzrayim when the sun is still shining. There's no din that you have to wait till Tzeisah Kohen, but that opinion wasn't even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach just quotes the Tosis, and the first Tosis in Perek Arbi Psochim, that Leil Pesach for sure. You can't be Yotze the Matzah, the Korban Pesach, doing this man of Tosefos. What about Kiddush? Can you say Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes both the Taz and the Magen Avraham explain you shouldn't say Kiddush before Tzeisah Kochav on Pesach night. Why not? So they give two different hasberim. So some of them say that reciting Kiddush is the beginning of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, because in the Kiddush we're going to say Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And others say no, the reciting of the Kiddush is Kiddush, like any other Shabbos and Yontif. It's not part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the drinking of the Arba Kosis is one of the mitzvahs salayla. So let's say you're having a community seder in the shul, a dedicated seder in the shul, and a chazan is saying the kiddush with chazanis. He knows it's going to take him 6 minutes to finish his chazanis kiddush. So he can start, according to that one opinion, he can start saying kiddush 5 minutes before Tzeisah Kohalim. Because he knows no one's going to drink the wine at the left at Tzeisah Kohalim. Big Peter is not so. That's the machlokes between the Taz and Magen Avraham. is the Kepeda that you shouldn't say Kiddush Mebod Yom because the Kiddush is part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the mitzvahs of Laila have to be fulfilled by Laila, or no, the Kepeda is on the drinking of the Arba Kosis. The drinking of the Kosher Kiddush is one of the mitzvahs of Laila, but the reciting of Kiddush is the same reciting of Kiddush on any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can recite, you can be Yotze the Kiddush during this month of Tosefes, that's not a problem. So Machatchilu and Machman that you shouldn't even begin the Kiddush until say Sakachot. And the old age homes, they have a problem because the people are so trained to go to sleep earlier, but they're so old, they're not going to stay up till later. So that's a problem if you're not going to begin the Kiddush till Tzeisa Kohadim. So the older people will fall asleep. So sometimes what they do, you're not going to take this the biggest chumra in Tzeisa Kohadim. You have to wait an hour and a half for Tzeisa Kohadim. Tzeisal Kohavim is this side of the year. So around 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, the whole Tzeisal Kohavim is not so long. So in some of the nursing homes, what they do is they start with Echad Meyodea, or they say the Piyutim at the end, because the older people remember, you got to say all the Piyutim at the end. So they stall off the time in the beginning. They began the Seder with the Piyutim from the end. The Piyutim don't have to be Ba'ala. You can leave all the Piyutim out if you want. And then you should really wait to say the Kiddush till after Tzeis Kacham. But if you can't do that, so then we're makel, if it's really such a difficult case, we would be makel to read like that opinion in Tosfos or Yudas Elyon, that you can recite, you can begin the Seder Mebod Yom. There's a Shiti, can even be Yotze Pesach Matzamar, everything Mebod Yom. Yeah. Our practice is with the Kaddish Uchatz Karpas, we wash with Dovish at the Vula Bemashke. So the Taz has a famous comment. Mikanto Chochum, he says, Manishtana Halayla Zanikol Aledus, all year long, we don't wash with Dovish at the Vula Bemashke. We follow Shittas HaTaisus. Taisus says that the whole Takonos Chachomim, they have to wash with Dovish at the Vula Bemashke, only makes sense, this man HaTanoim, that the people were Nizer and Tumah Latara. And if they go to dip some food, your daim ashneesheim, and the sheni, when your daim come in contact with the water, you're going to dip the carpus in salt water. So when the your daim, if you didn't wash until the daim, your daim ashneesh, it'll be mitame. Usually when tumor is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. So the your daim ashneesh should make the water shlishi. But the water is not truma and it's not kachim, so there is no shlishi. The chulin. Chulin only goes to the level of sheni. Whatever tumah is transmitted goes down a madrega. But that's a yotze min haklal, a chumra min rabbanon, from the yutches zeris that the Gemara has the end of the first parak in Masechah Shabbos, that the yodayim will passel the water and make it into a rishon l'tumah. And then if you're going to eat the vegetable with some of that water on it, that's going to make you tummy. So Bizman Amigdash, if he's going to make Kutami, then you midirabbanon, then you can't eat the Korban Pesach midirabbanon. In the Torah, there is no such thing. The water can't be mitami a person. A person can only become Adam Ekenim, can only be Mekabel Tumah from an Av or above, an Av or an Avi Avois. But the water is a Rishon LeTumah. But that's all Chumris midirabbanon. That if you drink water that's a Rishon LeTumah, it makes you tummy. So that's so we follow the Shita Satosis. Many people follow Shita Satosis all year long. They don't wash for a Dovishet Tegula Mashka. Let's say you washed off an apple. You eat the apple without drying off the surface. So it's a Dovishet Tegula Mashka. So most people will not wash for that. So that's where the Taz is. Manishtan Alayla Zanikol Alayla. How come on Pesach night we insist on washing before you eat the karpas? So the Taz says, Bekanto Chachas Megula. From the fact that on Pesach night we still wash for karpas when we dip it, is a right that all year long is supposed to wash for dovish and tevula b'mashke, and it's like the Rambam writes, and it's not right that you follow the Balei HaTosfos all year long. Because on Pesach night we contradict ourselves. We would not eat the karpas dipped into the salt water unless we will wash for the dovish and tevula b'mashke. So the Netziv comes to defend the Minhag HaOlam that all year long the people do not wash for dovish and tevula b'mashke. Only on Pesach night. He says, we do a lot of things on Pesach night that is Zechel HaMikdash. He says, we wear a kittel. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. What is wearing a kittel all about? So the Vilna Gaon thinks the general, it's usually assumed they're wearing a kippel is because Yasker lo yoyim ha-misa. Because on Pesach night, we do a lot of things to demonstrate chayrus. So we take out the fanciest silver bechers and the fanciest plates, everything the fanciest, and you have a full meal. Usually because of the Churban HaBayis, we never have a full meal. We have, unfortunately, we always have full meals. We all violate that din, but after the Churban HaBayis, they're not supposed to have a full-fledged Suda. We should always leave something out. So Pesach night, we have the most luxurious thing, so we're afraid and we may get carried away in sin. So we wear a kippel, that's Beged Meisim, Yaskala Yamamis. That's where the minig is. Minig used to be, the one is in Avelis, Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't have to wear a kittel because the mesa is right in front of him. He doesn't have to have a kittel to Yaskala Yamamisa. He's still in Avelis, so we're relative. But the Vilna Gaon gave a different explanation. The Vilna Gaon says, the Gemara has a discussion in Tainus on the first paragraph. Aaron Abanov took over the Avodas HaKorban starting from Shmini Limiluim. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the last 7 days in Chodesh Ador, that was the Shivas Me'amiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu, where the big Dekunim? No, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Kohen. He had all the title. He was a rabbi, doctor, professor, had every title at Shaykh in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu had. So he had the dinim like a Kohen Gadol. He had all the titles. But he wasn't a Kohen, he wasn't a Bnei Aharon, so Big Dekuna didn't apply to him. So the Gemara raised the question, what did he wear? His regular outfit. So the Gemara says, no, he wore a chaluk lavan. He wore a white begotten. Yeah, it must be that he wore something special, but he didn't wear big dekuna. That's all in power and upon everyone. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that whenever the Israelim went to Yerushalayim and they ate kachim kalim, they probably also, what they're going to wear, regular clothes that they wear when they go to work, or they're going to wear Shabbos dekuna begotten. They probably wore something special, a chaluk lavan, the kittel that we wear on Pesach night, is a zechel amigdash, because that's what the gross says, because in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, when they ate the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, everybody would wear a chaluk lavan. That's what the Netziv. Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva and Valozhin the last 39 years. Valozhin lasted a very short period of time. Lasted only 90 years, I think, no? Something like 90 years. So the Netziv had all the traditions from the Vilna Gaon. So he says that maybe washing, in fact, in some of the Haggadahs, in some of the Achronim, they say that when you wash for karpas, only the father of the household washes for karpas. The others don't wash. Father of the household is the only one who wears the kittel. The others don't wear a kittel. Or those who are married, the minig is by Ashkenazim. Sfarim don't have the minig, but the Ashkenazim have the minig to wear a kittel. So all the married men wear a kittel. But there were achreinim, who say that only the father of the household has to wash for Dovishit Vulav Mashke, because all year long nobody else washes. So it's only on Pesach night. It's Zechel HaMikdash. Yeah, how much they have to eat from the Karpas? How much they have to eat? So the Rambam writes, you have to eat it because it's ice. We have the minig, the Hagos Maimoni, was a domino of the Maharam Rutenberg. So they quote from Maharam Rutenberg, we have the minig, Bedavka, not to eat it because ice. And the Maharam Rutenberg suggested that maybe it's a misprint in the Rambam. Maybe it's a Tosefut, because the Rambam says you need a kazayis by Karpas, and by Mora he never says that you need a kazayis. Mora, the Mishnah says, there are five vegetables that qualify for Mora, and the Mishnah says there are mitztarfim zeh mizeh. If you have a fifth of a kazayis of one, a fifth of a kazayis of the other one, a fifth of a kazayis of the third one, they're all mitztarfim yachad, even though they're different vegetables, but basically they're all Mora. Everything, the same thing, a matzah. Matzah can be made from any one of the chameshes mini dogon. So let's say you have five different matzahs. One is wheat, one is barley, one is oats, one is whatever, rye, spelt. You have five different matzahs, and you eat a nibble of each one of them. All different matzahs. They all add together to make a kazayis. So they're all mitzvah from them. So the Mishnah said before that you need a kazayis when you eat tomorrow. The Rambam never said that you need a kazayis. How come? So that's what the Maharam Rutenberg suggests, and maybe there's a scribal error. Maybe there's a Tosafot. Maybe when the word Kazayas was written in the Rambam by Murer, by mistake, the next scribe copied wrong, and he, instead of writing Kazayas by Murer, he wrote Kazayas by Karpas. Maybe it's not a mitzvah sachila. It's just Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikos. So that's the shot. They really need a Kazayas. So the Marmutma came up with the suggestion you should be Dafkin, not have a Kazayas of Karpas. Why? Because Tosis quotes the piyut from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, that's printed in all the Siddurim. He goes through on Shabbos HaGadol. There's a long piyut in the yeshivas, they don't say it, but it's printed in the Siddur. A lot of shuls they do say. He goes through the whole Siddur, he goes through HaGadol, he goes through all the Dinim of Pesach. So Tosis quotes this from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim's piyut, that the reason why they introduce Karpas before the meal, the Gemara says the reason, Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikas. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim writes a different reason. He says, because you have to say a bracha, bori pri hadam, when you eat the morer. Whenever you say hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, so whatever is dvarm haboy, machmas asuda, whatever is normal to eat in the middle of the meal, flesh, potatoes, vegetables, salad, whatever is normal to eat, soup, fish, whatever is normal to eat is covered with the hamoitzi. But maror, that's not normal. How is it normal to eat bitter herbs in the middle of a meal? So that's not normal. So if you want to eat maror in the middle of the meal, you got to say Burpi Adama. But Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says you can't say two brachas on one piece of maror. You're going to say Burpi Adama, Brichas Hanen, and then you're going to say Asher Kedushan says it's one alachidus mar Brichas HaMitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim is over the opinion that's a violation of Einoisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. That's what you do on the matzah. You say to a brother, say, Hamoitzi, then you say, Alachilas matzah. So he says, no, you have two different matzahs. You need two different, some Rishonim say, you need two kazaisim. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. You need one kazais for Hamoitzi, for Sudas Yontif. Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yontif. You always need a kazais. They talk about kazais. They don't talk about a kibetz or yosem kibetz. They talk about a kazais. They needed another kazais for Alachilas matzah. The kazais for Sudas Yontif is from one of the two shlemas. Most people, I think, have the practice that they take three matzahs by the Seder, and they break one of them yachatz all the way in the beginning. They say, holach ma'an on a broken matzah. And then when they say, hamotzi alachilas matzah, they say, hamotzi alachilas matzah, on two and a half matzahs. So you have two shlemas, the lechemishna, like every Shabbos and Yontif. Then you have the prusa, the broken matzah, that's for the mitzvah of alachilas matzah. So either kazayis have this and the kazayis have that. So the bracha of achilas matzah goes on the broken matzah, and the non-shlema. And the bracha of hamotzi goes on the two shlema. So the two brachas, hamotzi, achilas matzah, on two different matzahs. One is the shlema, and one is the shvura. But here you're going to say bor pi adam achilas morer on the morer. How can you say two brachas on the same thing? So that's why the Chacham had to introduce that you say bor pi adam in advance on the karpas, and you have in mind that this bracha should cover the morer in the middle of the meal, which will not be covered with the hamoitzi. So Tosfos is not happy with that idea. They say it doesn't make any sense. What kind of chavilas? When you say kiddush, you say bor pi agofen, then you say kiddush, then sometimes you say yaknaz, they say yain kiddush, then havdolah zman, and say havdolah every week. You say four brachas alakos. You say yavne, the Rosh Hashanah yavne, yain v'samim ner and havdolah. Say four brachas. And sometimes you say it's Yain Kiddush Ner Havdolah Zman. Sometimes it's Motzoi Shabbos. So you have to say Havdolah. And then you have to say Kiddush because it's Pesach. And you have to say Bar Miori Hoesh. And you say so many brachas, a lot of brachas. So Tosfos is not happy with the whole of Yosef Tuvelim. So they say, it's a Gemara against it. Gemara says, why do you say Bar Pi Adama? Why do you have Karpas? And Gemara says, Kadesh Yishal Atinoikas. Rav Yosef Tuvelim gave a whole different explanation. So Rav Yosef Tuvelim explains, no, you have to say a bracha on Karpas before Hamotzi. Because if you're going to wait till after Hamotzi, then you can't say two brachas on the same vegetable, both Bar Pi Adama and Alachilas Mar. You have to say Bar Pi Adam on Karpas before Hamotzi. That's his reason. Gemara is asking, why do you say the bracha Bar Pi Adam on Karpas before you start saying Arami Avid Avi, before you say anything, Avadim Hayinu, you start off with Kaddish Uchatz Karpas, the first thing after the Kiddush, is the Karpas. Why so early? Say, before you wash the Tillus Yadayim the second time, before Hamoitzi, say Barka Adoma, have the Karpas then, and then have in mind that it's going to cover the Mora. Why do you say Karpas all the way in the beginning? So that's what the Gemara says, Kadesha Yishalotinok. Why do you say it so early? Why do you have Karpas separately? That Rabbi Yosef Zwillem said, that's the reason why. You should, this should cover the Brichas Hanenen for eating the Mora in the middle of the milk. So Tosfos is not happy with the whole Rabbi Yosef Zwillem. They think that it's not correct, that it's not a problem of Chavilas to say Brichas Hanenen and the Brichas HaMitzvah, and they don't agree that you need two Kazesim. The Mishnah Berurah has a long, usually the Mishnah Berurah is always machmer on everything, anytime there's a machmerikus. And here the Mishnah Berurah is surprised why the Mechaba quoted that you should, when you say Hamotzi al achilas matzah, you should have two kezaisim. One kezais from the Shvur and one kezais from the Shlema, because you need a kezais from the Shlema, like Lechem Mishnah and every Shabbos, you know, we need a kezais from the Prusa to be yetzer the mitzvah of Lechem Oni on Pesach night. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, well, most of the Rishonim hold that it's enough with one kezais. So he thinks that there's room to be mekel there. Okay. And then Tosfos thinks that it's normal to eat, let's say if you use romaine lettuce, it's normal to eat lettuce in the middle of a meal. We eat vegetables in the middle of a meal. Why is it called marer? That's a question. Why is it called marer? It's not bitter at all. So the Rishonim asked that question. Chazeres, the Mishnah Lamateh and Aleph and Sochem lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable for marer. So the first one is Chazeres, and the Rishami says they're listed in descending order of importance, L'chaprima, if you have the possibility to, you should use for Mora Chazeres. The first one. Chazeres is romaine lettuce. So the Rishami asked the question, why is Chazeres acceptable for Mora? It doesn't taste bitter at all. The Rishami answered, if you would leave it in the ground longer, it would become bitter. We cut it off earlier. So that's a machlekes, what does that mean? So the Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer, based on the Rishami, the Enochanam, you only might say with romaine lettuce, if you left it in the ground so long that it became bitter. But if they cut it off earlier the way we do, and it tastes delicious, it tastes like regular iceberg lettuce, then the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that you're not Yotze. So that Chazon Ish was not accepted, maybe in Bnei Brak, I don't know. But that Chazon Ish, most people do not follow the Chazon Ish. They assume the Gemara is just the Yerushalmi is explaining why does romaine lettuce count as a murder? Because if you would leave it in the ground long, it would become bitter. So even though you didn't leave it in the ground so long, this is a min of murder. So you eat it even if it doesn't taste bitter. So that's what Tosfos says. It's normal to eat lettuce in the middle of a meal. They have vegetable salad. It's healthy, it's delicious. Why not? Then Tosfos says, and even if it's going to taste awful, but tonight I'll be din it on the menu. So it's Dvarim HaBayim Achmas HaSur HaPi HaLoche. Tosfos has two arguments. It's a mitzvah, Dvarim HaBayim Achmas HaSur, because it's very common that people eat a vegetable salad. And number two, HaPi HaLoche, it's on the menu on Pesach night. Min HaShamayim, they told us what's on the menu tonight. So whether we like it or not, it's called Dvarim HaBayim Achmas HaSur. And Tosfos says it cannot be that the Bar Pei Adoma that you say after Kadesh Uchatz Karpas, Barpa Adami said in the beginning it's going to help for the Mora. The Mora is an hour later. It's so much later. It's a Hesach Hadas. The Gemara asks in the last paragraph, Arvei Pesach, the Gemara asks, why do you wash again before you eat bread? You just washed until the Shadayim before you had the Karpas. Because it was a Dovish at Tevul Mashke. Why is it necessary to wash again? The Gemara said, because of Hesach Hadas. So the Gemara says there's a Hesach Hadas between washing for the Karpas and eating the Matzah. So there's Hesach Hadas on eating the vegetable also. So how did Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim say that the Bracha Barpi Adoma helps? And you have in mind when you eat the Karpas that the Barpi Adoma should cover the Mar at the end. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says, no, it's Hesach Hadas B'Shmiras HaYadayim, because it's such a long pause. Maybe he touched his legs, maybe he touched under his shirt, maybe he scratched his head. That's why he has to wash until then. But it doesn't mean there's Hesach Hadas from the eating of the food, he knows he has to eat tomorrow later on in the night. So that's a machlekes. Taisa thinks that it's not only a hesach hadas for shmiras hayadayim, it's a hesach hadas for the achila as well. So the Barpi Adoma on the karpas cannot possibly cover the mora later. So that's a shaila. If it doesn't cover the mora later, then if there was a hesach hadas legabi achila of vegetables, then you should really say bar nefashas. Because the karpas that you ate at the beginning of the meal has nothing to do with the meal. If it's like Rabbi Yosef Tulelem says, I say bar pi adama on a vegetable in advance, and I plan to continue eating that vegetable, some other vegetables in the middle of the meal. So because I said bar pi adama, and that bar pi adama could have covered, once I say hamotzi covers all the vegetables in the meal. But over here, once I said bar pi adama, that covers the vegetables in the meal also, and the vegetables in the meal will be covered with the brichas hamazon at the end. So not only does the brichas hamazon cover the vegetables that you eat in the meal, it covers the vegetables you ate before also. But if there's going to be a major hesach hadas from eating in between, so the eating of the vegetable you had in the beginning, the karpas, is not connected with the vegetable in the meal, then if you had a kazayas, you have to say bar nefesh. So that's why the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam was a Talmud of the Maram Rutmerk. So he quotes that the Maram Rutmerk said he thinks it's a misprint in the Rambam, it's a tos sofer. The kazayas should say by morer, as it says in the Mishnah, Lamatasimel, shouldn't say by karpas. He recommends that karpas bedavki shouldn't have a kazayas. What happens usually is that the women are working a whole day Erev Pesach preparing for the Seder, and they didn't have a chance to eat anything, and it comes, the husband says, Kiddush, they're starved. So they don't want to use, the Mogan Avram says, for karpas, you should really use a green vegetable. L'chat Kiddush, use a green vegetable. So the women are not interested in a green vegetable, they're starved, so they want to have potatoes. Some of the Rabbanim say that why they use potatoes in Europe. The Mogan Avram says he's supposed to use green vegetables. So he said they didn't have any green vegetables available. It wasn't available all over. The only thing they had were potatoes. The Chayodim wanted to ask the potatoes mishum kitnis, because you make potato starch from the potatoes, and then you bake cakes and cookies with potato starch. So we should really prohibit potatoes. That's why they prohibited kitnis, because you usually use kitnis like flour. If you'll permit people to use potato starch to bake cakes and cookies, people will take regular flour, and also bake cakes and cookies. Regular flour will become chametz if you let it sit long enough. So that's why they prohibited kitnis. So that's why the Chayodim wanted to aser eating potatoes on Pesach, because it's kitnis. So the taina was, how can he call the sefer Chayodim? That's misas or adam. That's the only thing they ate on Pesach was potatoes. They didn't have anything else to eat. So that's why many communities in Europe, they didn't have green vegetables to eat for karpas. They had potatoes. So if the women are starving when it comes to Seder and they want to eat potatoes, so you should tell them they should keep on nibbling every 15, 20 minutes. It could be you have a lot of children, grandchildren, and each child is going to say Rosh Hashanah, Zigamatrios, and Pshetlach, and Dreidlach, and all kinds of interpretations on the Haggadah, and it's going to take forever. Till you get to eating the mortar. So the women who are eating a lot of potatoes in the beginning should make sure that they don't have a hesach hadas of a long pause. So they should continue to nibble every 15, 20 minutes. They should nibble some more potatoes to make sure that they don't have any hesach hadas in between. Anyway, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that one should be careful to eat less than a kazayis. What is charoisis all about? There's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. What is the role of charoisis? So the Chachamim say charoisis is only for health purposes, that the maror sometimes has worms in it, and there are kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So even if the worm is kosher, but if you're going to eat, swallow a worm that's still alive, going to be crawling around your stomach, that's not going to be healthy. So you want to make sure that you kill the worm in advance, before it goes into your stomach. So the purpose of the haroisis is to dip in the mar, mishum kippur, kuf yud pei, to kill that worm that is for medical reasons. Shouldn't have a live worm crawling around in the stomach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Apsodik disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Apsodik calls, haroisis is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah minatar, it's a mitzvah midirabbanan. What's the mitzvah midirabbanan? So different explanations are given. The Babli says, either Zecher Letit, the Jewish people were using cement in order to build Pisum and Ramses, to build all of those pyramids for Paro. So either Zecher Letit, or Zecher Letapuach, they would make love to their husbands, Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticho, that's the women. The women had emunah. The women had emunah that it's going to be Yetzias Mitzrayim. The women didn't give up. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Gemara says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the Machava, first they were attached, there were two partsufim, and then he separated them. So when they were two partsufim, were they both facing the same direction and facing opposite directions? Were they back to back? And Adam Arishon was looking forward, Chava was looking backwards. That's how the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara says, Ocha v'kedem tzartani. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a pasuk in Iyov. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon, Ocha v'kedem. The Chava was looking backwards, and Adam Arishon was looking forward. And in the Zohar, there's another opinion. There's a steer in the Zohar. The other opinion in Zohar is that, no, they were both looking forward. Rav Soloveitchik explained, he spoke a little bit about it. It's a fundamental machlokes whether when the world was wonderful before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, did all the people work together with the same purpose, all looking at the same goal, all looking the same direction, or even Kodem HaChet also, everybody was ego, everybody was for himself, everybody was looking in a different direction. Adam was looking forward and Chava was looking backwards. So he used to say jokingly, as he gets older, he becomes more cynical and he thinks that human beings never got along together, even before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Everybody was always pulling in a different direction. So that's what the Vilna Gaon thinks about this Shaila, that Tzaddik, the letter Tzaddik in the Sefer Torah, is supposed to represent the two heads on the Tzaddik, and they're connected with the one body on the bottom of the Tzaddik. Represents the two partsufim before Adam and Chava were separated. So the two ways to make the tzaddik. The Arizal's, that's one of the differences between the Ksav Ari and the Ksav Beis Yosef. So the Ksav Ari has the two heads of the tzaddik facing the same direction, facing the left, both looking in the same direction, as opposed to the Ksav of the Beis Yosef that, the reverse. The Ksav Ari has them in opposite directions. And the Ksav Beis Yosef has them both looking in the same direction. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon regarding this issue, whether the two partsufim were facing the same direction and facing opposite directions, so he said, Kodem Achet, they were all looking in the same direction. All of humanity or the Mechava were working towards the same goal. And Achar Achet, then each person is for himself. And we should make the Tzaddik and the Sefer Torah like Kodem Achet. Why should we make it Lachar Achet? That's what he quote from the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say he can, as he gets older, he becomes more cynical. He says he can't even imagine that even Kodem Achet, people would work together for the same goal. Yeah. So the... So the Gemara has three different explanations for why should Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadok say Charoses is a mitzvah. So one reason is Charoses is a mitzvah zecher letit, that they used to use cement to build all these Ori Miskanos Chalfar Pisum and Ramses. The other explanation the Gemara gives zecher letapuach. Tapuach doesn't mean an apple. In modern Hebrew tapuach means an apple, but in biblical Hebrew tapuach means a citrus fruit. And then in the Gemara, it's clear like that. The Gemara says, "Sarch lekuhuye." One of the ingredients in the charoses has to be either you have to squeeze out orange juice, or squeeze out the lemon juice, or squeeze out grapefruit juice. Something it should be lekuhuye. It should have an acidic flavor to it, and it should be sarch lesbucha. It should be thick. It shouldn't be too watery, like cement. Has to be have a certain thickness. And then the Rishonim gives a totally third reason, a totally different reason. What does Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok say that Charoses is a mitzvah in the Rabbanon? So the Rishonim says Zecher Ledam. That means that you should, when you mix together all of the ingredients in the Charoses, you should pour in red wine. Should be zecher l'adam. So in Shulchan Aruch they write, unless you live in a community where there may be an alilas adam, you never know. The whole world is going crazy now, so they may go back to the mishugasim of the alilas adam. So then you shouldn't use. Don't look for trouble. So you shouldn't use red wine. But that's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch. The three different reasons. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sadek, Haroyes is a mitzvah? Do we paskin is only for health purposes? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis writes one way, and the Mishnah Torah writes the other way. Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, we don't accept Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sadek's opinion. If we would have accepted his opinion, Haroyes is a mitzvah, we would have, someone would have had a Haggadah that would have a bracha shekirishonu b'mitzvah yisavit tzivonu al achilas Haroyes. Because we don't have any Haggadah that has such a nusach, that shows we have not accepted Rav Loz, Rav Tzadik's opinion. The whole Charoises is not a mitzvah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes not so. He says that Charoises is a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan, and you still don't say a bracha. We pass on like Rav Loz, Rav Tzadik, it is a mitzvah. You still don't say a bracha on it. So that's why the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says that not only do you dip maror, if the reason for dipping the maror into Charoises is to kill the worms, Shem Kippur, so it only applies to the maror. But the Rambam says not only have to dip the maror into Charoises, you have to dip the karpas into Charoises. And he said you have to dip the matzah into Charoises. The only thing that you don't dip into Charoises is the korban pesach. Korban pesach should be eaten separately. You don't eat it together with the others. In fact, when the Rambam quotes Kachoy Oisei Hillel, Hillel said you have to davke eat together Pesach matzah umaror. So the Rambam's girsa is not so. Rambam's girsa is eat matzah umaror together. You don't eat korban pesach matzah umaror, all three. The korban pesach is always eaten separately. Not even if you hold, you need kriche. Kriche is only on the matzah umaror. The kriche you don't have three parts. The Achrenim point out the Rishonim is there's a Rishonim echala that's beferish against the Rambam. It says you do all three according to Hillel. You do kriche all three together. Pesach matzah umaror. But the Rambam must have had a different gears or something. They ask, according to the Rambam, what is it? Halayla zeh shtei pamim. Chol halayla zeh onoch. En on amat bin matvila pamach. Halayla zeh shtei pamim. The Rambam says sholosh pamim. The Rambam says, he dipped the karpas into the, not into salt water. The Rambam says, he dipped karpas into the charoys. And then he says, he dipped matz into the charoys. Then he says, he dipped the mar into the charoys. A lot of people make a mistake when they dip the maror into the charoses. They pile on a lot of charoses on top of the maror and they eat it together. So the maror says they're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to dip the maror into the charoses and shake off all of the charoses. If you eat the maror with the charoses, then the charoses is mevat lemaror. Then you're not yotze. You have to dip it into the charoses and shake it off. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis thought that if you hold charoses mitzvah, you say brocha, we don't eat charoses. So from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis would appear that it's a mitzvah, if you hold the charoses mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoses. That's how they quote from Moshe Feinstein had the practice to eat a kazayis charoses in the middle of the meal. Because of that, because there are a group of Rishonim are all like that. In fact, the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah quotes, just like on Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat matzah, kadesh yocha matzah l'teyoven. So the Ramah quotes the same thing. You shouldn't eat any of the fruits that we mix, any of the ingredients that we mix into the charoses on Erev Pesach, kadesh yocha charoses l'teyoven. So the Ramah says, I don't understand. We don't eat the charoses. You dip the more into the charoses, then you shake it off. So what do you want to, why shouldn't you eat those fruits on Erev Pesach? You're not eating charoses. Apparently there was such an opinion that you're supposed to eat a kazayis of charoses, and they want that you should eat it lit oven. So you shouldn't eat any of the fruits that are ingredients of the charoses on Erev Pesach, in order that on Leila said you should eat lit oven. So that's what they ask on the Rama. But the Rama holds that if you dip three times, how come in the Manashtana that appears in the Mishnah, the Haggadah says, Alala zeshtei pamim, we do three tefillahs. That's a very strong kasha. It's interesting, the Mishnah says, in order to fulfill Tzitzis Mitzrayim, we should give the contrast. Mascha b'ginus, Messiah mishvach. We should describe what the situation used to be by the Jewish people, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu helped us out. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What does that mean? Mascha b'ginus and Messiah mishvach. So one opinion is that you say Arami Avidavi. One opinion is Avodim Hayinu lefar b'nisayim. The Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim. Avodim Hayinu is Mascha b'ginus. The Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim is Messiah mishvach. The other sheet is no. You say Mitchila of that by the Zohar Hayavisena. Achshel Kevod Amalkam Labedosa. So they quote from Abdullah and Soloveitchik. One of the two versions is the main purpose of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night to tell over just the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Mascha Menos and Messiah Mishvach goes Avodam Hayinu by Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim. Or is it no? The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai. So we should really say Mitchila Abda with the Zohar HaYosei Achshel Kevod Amalkam Labedosa. So we say both. We say two different Haggadahs. We say the Haggadah of Rav and the Haggadah of Shmuel. We fulfill the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzrayim according to the both opinions. It's interesting that before we read Arami Aviravi, we recite Birchas Hatur. We say Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Tel Am Yisrael Baruch Hu. So basically we're saying a new Birchas HaTorah. What is that all about? So Rav Soloveitchik showed us there's a Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Rambam when the Rambam quotes the Dinim of Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara in Brochus, it's the end of the first parak. I think it's Yud Aleph on the base about Birchas HaTorah. But they quote there that Rashi's practice would be, Rashi woke up early in the morning and went to shul and he would learn. And then when he said Birchas HaTorah, he would learn. Then when the minyan would show up and they would all recite Birchas HaTorah before they said Korbanos, Rashi would repeat again at Tzvetemol the Birchas HaTorah. Why did he say a second time? Because the first time he was fulfilling Talmud Torah B'Yochid. And now he's learning Talmud Torah B'Rabin. So when you learn a new form of Torah, you have to say another Birchas HaTorah. Let's say a person said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, then he gets an aliyah. So he has to say another Birchas HaTorah. What is he saying? Another one? He already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It's a new form of Talmud Torah and Aliyah and the Parsha Sashavua, whatever happens to be, the Parsha for Yontif, the Kriya for Yontif. So it's a new kind of Talmud Torah, so you need a new bracha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled. The Takanas Chachamim was, maybe it's not the Natar, but it's a Takanas Rabbanim. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, Derech Talmud Torah, specific form of Talmud Torah, combining Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to recite Arami Aviravi, Pasuk by Pasuk, and then on each Pasuk, give the commentary, Kori Kol HaParsha Kula, the Dorish. You say the drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and every time you quote the drush of the Torah Shebaal Peh, you show another Pasuk that sheds light on this Pasuk. That's what the Nesivis has a siddur called the Derech HaChaim siddur. Mishnah Bura, every other page quotes from the Derech HaChaim siddur about the brachas and davening a lot by the author of the Nesivis. And then in the Derech HaChaim siddur, he had Haggadah. That's called the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. Now they're printed separately. So Rav Soloveitchik every year would say over a lot of the comments of the Maisa Nisim. He would forget, whenever he would remember, he would say the Ksos in the Nesivis. And Menchas Chinuch and Abnei Nezer B'Shem Amroi. And a lot of times he would forget where he saw it, so he would say, but that's saying B'Shem Amroi. But this he clearly saw, he said all the Vertlof and the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. So he said it quite a few years, he would say all the same thing. So the Maisa Nisim Haggadah has a lot of that the drushes for the Torah Shebaal Peh are giving additional levels of interpretation in the Pasuk, not Lefi Pshuta, like the Pasuk says. So we say, as it says in the Pasuk, so he explains, I think the Maaseh Nisma got a quote that Barbanella could be, that what it means is, we really didn't daven to the Rabbanu Shalom. We were krechzing, moaning, and groaning when the kosher Yehu Avoida. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'roiv Rachamav, B'roiv Chassadav, considered a krechzing as if we daven. He was kind to the Jewish people. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't really true. We didn't daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's interesting. In this war in Eretz Yisrael now, many of the people are so far from a religious observance, they don't even know what it's all about, the daven. But somehow they're finding the Ribbono Shel Olam and they're saying things that sound like tefillahs. They're coming to figure out how to say tefillahs, just like in Mitzrayim. They didn't know how to daven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berat Chasadim considered their moaning and groaning as if they had davened. And many other comments like that. Rav Soloveitchik said over quite a few of the comments of the Ma'aseh Nisim HaGadol on the drushes of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's interesting, the Gemara, the Tanoim have a drusha. You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitz B'Tzias Mitzrayim by explaining the mitzvahs halayla. So you have to have one or another of the mitzvahs halayla to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitz B'Tzias Mitzrayim in HaTorah. So we don't have a Korban Pesach today, so you can't say Bavizeh. Whenever it says the word Zeh, it means something that you can marah be'etzba. Like Chazal say, on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Gilu Shechina. That's why Bnei Yisrael said, Zeh Kele Yanvei. What did they say? Zeh, they could be Marad Be'etzma. They would point, there was a divine heavenly light that represented the Shechina. So that's called Gilu Shechina. So they could point to that light and say, Zeh Kele Yanvei. Or when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Lechem Atomi, Asheretz Halaharetz. So he picked up the trefa animal, he picked up the kosher animals. Zeh tochlu, zeh lo tochlu. Zeh means it's marabetz, but zeh ma'isa menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shel Moshe Rabbeinu, a menorah shaleish, that he should know what it's supposed to look like. Whenever it says zeh, it means something that you demonstrate. So today we don't have a Korban Pesach. The Gemara says the marab is manazeh, zonim midrabbanan, marab is only minatayra, bisman shabbisam yingdush ayikayim. What's the story with matzah bismanazeh? So that's a machlokes amaroyim. Maybe matzah bezmanazeh is also only midrabbanan. Matzah mora only exists as hechsher de pischa in conjunction with a korban pesach. If you don't have a korban pesach, maybe both the matzah and the mora are midrabbanan. So the Gemara says the word amaroyim, who are of the opinion that matzah and mora are both midrabbanan bezmanazeh, and the meiva, the whole sipitzias mitzrayim today, is only midrabbanan because there is no babuzeh on the level of their isa. There's no korban pesach at all. And the matzah mara are only midirabbanan. So the babzela emartem b'shoshe matzah mara menachmul fanecha, it's only menachmul fanecha midirabbanan. So the whole sipiyatis matam is only midirabbanan. We don't paskin like that. We paskin mara bizmanazeh is the rabbanan, but we paskin matzah bizmanazeh is the raisa true, correct, that matzah and mara are both hechshere de pischa. That's the loshan of mara. Eating the matzah and the mara in conjunction, either bikricha achas or separately, whichever way you do it, enhances the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach, the both hechsher de pischa. But in addition to matzah serving as hechsher de pischa, it's also a mitzvah d'fnei atzma. So we paskin matzah bezmanazeh as the raisa, so that's what saves the mitzvah of sipitzias mitzrayim. We paskin sipitzias mitzrayim bezmanazeh as the raisa because the matzah is the raisa. So there is a babuzeh. A blind person, the Gemara says, is not chayev men haTorah to recite that God because he can't see. So he can't say babazeh. Babazeh means something. The Gemara quotes a din by Ben Sora Mora. The father and the mother bring him to bed and say Benenu zeh sorer mareh. Benenu zeh means they can see. The Gemara says if either the parents is blind, then he can't say Benenu zeh because they can't see him. So then the child doesn't have a din of a ben sora mora. So the Gemara said, just like there, b'neinu zeh prat l'sumim. So here also, if, let's say, sometimes the grandfather always used to lead the Seder, and now the grandfather lost his eyesight, he can't see. So he's going to say the Kiddush, to be mitzi everybody, that's a question, because everybody else has m'chuyiv and ha'gadim and ha'torah. He's only m'chuyiv but the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, because he can't see. So he doesn't have any babazeh la'amarti. Babazeh, he can't see the matzah. It doesn't help that he's going to be out of the mitzvah matzah. Since he can't see it, he can't really say babazeh. So if he's going to say the kiddush to be motzi, all the members of the family, that's going to be a problem. The Gemara says, In the days of the Amoraim, the Talmidim stayed in the yeshiva for Pesach, and the Rosh Yeshiva said the Haggadah. They didn't know how to say it. They didn't have Maxwell coffee, Haggadah Shel Pesach. They didn't have any coffee then. So they didn't have any Haggadah. So the Rosh Yeshiva said the Haggadah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nahar, and he said the Haggadah to be Motzi, all the Talmidim and the yeshiva. The Gemara said, but he was blind. So he's not mechuyev and see pitzias haim in atar. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef holds like the shita that matzah bezman is as the rabbanon. So all the talmidim are also only mechuyev and the rabbanon, because there is no zet. The matzah is the rabbanon. The mor is the rabbanon. Korban pesach doesn't exist. So the whole see pitzias and haim by everybody is only with the rabbanon. So also the rabbanon or mapik the rabbanon. But we hold that see pitzias haim is the raisa because of the matzah is the raisa. But the suma, the Gemara says suma is pater men atar. It's only a chayv men the rabbanon. So the Summa cannot be Motzi the others with the Sipi Tzitzan. The Sheni B'chui B'dover and Emotzi Aserab Min Adechei Vosom. You see from the Gemara also that just like you say Shemeh Kohenah by Kiddush and Abdullah, you say Shemeh Kohenah by Sipi Tzitz Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yosef said the whole Haggadah Baal Peh, and he was Motzi the Talmidim. They didn't say along with him. The Gemara said they didn't say along with him. He said the Haggadah, and they were Yotzi with Shemeh Kohenah. The Gemara says, how could it be Motzi them? He's not Mechui B'dover, and Motzi Aserab Medechei Vosom. The Gemara says, he was Mechui Medirabon, and they're Mechui Medirabon. They're all Mechui Medirabon. Rashi came up with a big Chiddush. We don't have the Rashi in this commentary, I'm Sochem, but the Rishonim quoted. Rashi came up with a Chiddush. You're only Yotze with Matzah on Leil HaSeder if the Matzah was baked there at Pesach after Chatzos. Why? Because the Gemara says, next to the last daf in the whole Masechta, the Gemara says, there's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether you have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos ben HaTorah, or is it only Midirabbanan? Bottom line, you have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So what's the difference whether the Daraisa or the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, if it's the Daraisa, then you have to finish eating the Matzah also by Chatzos, because of the hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah. But if you say it's Gzera de Rabbanon, so they only had the right to make Gzera by Korban Pesach, because if you're late, if you'll by mistake, you'll postpone eating the Korban Pesach till after Arlos HaShachar, it's still pitch black outside. After Arlos HaShachar, it's still dark outside. You can't see, can barely see anything. So then people by mistake may eat the Korban Pesach after Arlos HaShachar. That'll be an Issa Koris, because they're eating Noisar. So they have a right, the Chacham had a right to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon, not to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. A Gzeira, Mishmatam is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris from Mishmati. We're afraid that some of the people, if you permit them to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, they'll eat it after Alos HaShachar. But if Menatur, you can't eat all night long. So Matzah is also all night long, so they have no right to make Gzeira de Rabbanon by Matzah. There won't be any Yisur Koris if you eat it after Arlos HaShachar. You won't be Yotzei the Mitzvah, that's all. If you eat it in the morning, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You're not supposed to eat before Shachris. No. I think Lubavitcher always eat before Shachris. They daven so late, so they have to eat before Shachris. So that's not such a... You have no right to make Gzeira because people by mistake may eat before Shachris. It's a different Issa. So that's a big shayla. That's a big shayla. So Rashi got from that Gemara that there's a hekesh between Korban Pesach and Matzah b'negeh to eating it after Chatzais. If you're all like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Minator, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzais, then that din carries over to the Matzah as well. That's what Rashi says. The Shechitas HaPesach has to be after Chatzais. So the baking of the matzah is parallel to the Shechitas HaPesach. To prepare the matzah should be done after Chatzos. Can't do it before Chatzos. So that, and all the Balei HaTosfos were all Rashi's grandchildren and their Talmidim. So this was the common meaning for many, many centuries until the Vilna Gaon came along. Vilna Gaon made fun of the whole thing and the Be'er Agra. So he says, what do you mean? You have to bake the matzah the same time you shech the Korban Pesach. What do you do if Erev Pesach all the years be Shabbos? So you shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's a din. That the Korban Shizman HaKavu is there on Shabbos. But no one bakes the matzahs on Shabbos. So the Rashi is upgefrek. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. The Rashi is wrong. But the Rishonim all say, no, not upgefrek. They used to be makbid to bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder. they would either bake the matzah on Erev Pesach if it would be a weekday, and Erev Pesach would be Chal B'Shabbos. True, they wouldn't bake the matzah on Shabbos, but they'd bake the matzah dafke on Matzoi Shabbos, dafke B'Leil HaSeder. And they had difficulty getting an oven to bake in, because the Jews were always interested in doing something for a living that you're going to make a lot of money. So bakers apparently don't make so much money. So they never went into becoming bakers. So they had to rent from a goy the right to use the goy's oven to bake the Pesach the Gematzes. And the goyim were Catholics. The goyim were Christians, where Rashi and Tosfos lived. They weren't Yishmaelim. So they used to observe Sabbath on Sunday. And it was Hayom Halach Achar Alayla, like by us. We observe Leil Shabbos and Shabbos in the daytime by Yer Vahi Boiker. So that's how the Catholics used to observe Sabbath on Sunday. They wouldn't use the oven on Saturday night and on Sunday, and the Frumah Goyim wouldn't rent it out to the Jews either. Shvi says Kalim. They wouldn't let the Jews use their oven. So there was always one baker in the neighborhood whom they could bribe with enough money, and he would compromise on his Christian religion. So they would bribe one Nochri, and everybody would bake the matzahs by the same Nochri. So some of them didn't begin to bake the matzahs till after midnight, on Leil, whenever Pesach was on Matzoi Shabbos, because they had to bake the matzahs. You couldn't bake the matzah on Erev Pesach, they had to bake it on Leil HaSeder. You couldn't bake it before you're not yet. So Rav Soloveitchik always would enjoy saying over his suggestion that it's not that baking the matzah, Pshat and Rashi, it's not that baking the matzah should be done at the same time than they shech the Korban Pesach. That's the way they quote from Rashi. Because others quote that they followed Rashi and they were makbid to bake the matzah in the morning on Erev Pesach. In the morning, you can't shech the Korban Pesach. If Rashi meant to say you have to bake the matzah the same time that's roi to shech the Korban Pesach, could only be after Chatzos. That's what the Chassidim call now matzah smitzon. Chassidim didn't invent it. It's from Rashi and all the Balei HaTosfos. They all did like that. But today, all the Mistagna followed the Vilna Gaon, and he did away with the Rashi, and only the Chassidim followed the Rashi Shita. So then she used to say a different shot that explains why some of the Rishonim say that Rashi's followers would bake the matzah in the morning. A different shot, that when you bake matzah is only kosher for the mitzvah, is bode de chimutz. So all year long, there's no concept of chametz. Chametz is only an Erev Pesach. An Erev Pesach in the morning, the Gemara says, ach b'yom rishon tashbis achilek, he divided the day into half. In the morning, before chatzos, is the kiyum essay of destroying the chametz. And the afternoon after Chatzos is the Iser Esi. You're not allowed to eat chametz after Chatzos Men HaTorah, and you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. Most assume there's no Bal Yirah by Matzah, because Bal Yirah by Matzah says Shivas Yamin. So Lei Matzah Bevatech, Bal Yirah is only on Pesach. But there's an Iser Esi to have chametz in your possession on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's what the Gemara, some Rishonim say, Achilek is split the day in half. Before Chatzos is the Zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, you have to destroy the chametz, and after Chatzos is the Zman of the Iser Esei, both the Kiyum Esei and an Iser Esei. Some Rishonim say the Kiyum Esei is only after Chatzos. That's a Mordechai quote such a shita. When you burn the chametz, surfer b'tchila sheish, when you burn the chametz before Chatzos, the Mordechai quotes an opinion, you have to leave over a little kazais of chametz to burn it after Chatzos, because the Ikar Mitzvah, the rice of burning the chametz, it's only after Chatzos. But other Rishonim say no. Achilek, you split the day in half. The morning half of Erev Pesach is the Zman of the Kiyum Esei, and the afternoon after Chatzos is the Zman of the Iser Esei. So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, he liked his pshat. The Rashi didn't mean to say it has to be the same Zman as Shchitas HaPesach. What does Shchitas HaPesach have to do with Afiyas HaMatzos? He said Rashi meant to say, like the other Rishonim explained, that has to be bodeh dechimutz. So there's no shame chametz before Erev Pesach. And that explains that version. There was one version of Rashi, he baked the matzahs in the morning of Erev Pesach, not in the afternoon. In the morning, it's not kosher for Shechitas HaPet. There's one Tana holds in Zvachim, in the first peg. There's one Tana who's all the opinion that the Pesach Sheshachto Yud Dalet Baboiker would be kosher. But we don't pass like that. We pass like Shechita Pesach has to be after Chatzais, not before Chatzais. Cheerful topics. Okay, Belinada, maybe next week we'll continue with the Seder. Go through some more dinner. Okay. Should all be healthy till next week. Next week I plan not to go to any more weddings. I'm going to give the shiur on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Belinada, we hope.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for talking.